This morning in Kansas City, all of the Boy Scouts of the greater Kansas City area were gathered to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Boy Scouts. And I went out and had mass for them. So there was like 11,000 people, probably a third of which were Catholic. So it was a big mass outside. As you might have noticed, it rained a little yesterday, as will often happen on a Boy Scout outing. Things get wet and muddy and dirty and ugly, and it was kind of one of those campouts that my mom always used to dread, I think. She wondered what the laundry would look like coming back. But I always loved it. It was like a challenge. You could go out and I was going to get a special little bead because I camped in a foot of mud, and it was going to be exciting. In fact, scouts kind of love that challenge of going out and getting dirty, where everyone else would be perfectly happy to sleep in a bed and get up and microwave their breakfast. Scouts, we like to lie on the ground in a flowing creek of water and get up to find wood, to make a fire, to cook a raw egg. It takes a special kind of person, I think, to be a Boy Scout, but I am one of those people. Boy Scouts are not afraid to get dirty. It's part of our Scout law, actually, that a Scout is clean, but also not afraid to get dirty, because certainly we do. We also love a challenge. I think that's why we go out and camp in the rain, or, you know, when it gets below zero. It's kind of one of those campouts where, you know, mom would be like, they're going to cancel this, right? I'm like, oh, no, we get a special bead for this one. This is going to be great. I kind of love those campouts where you get the special bead that kind of said everyone else was too stupid to be here, but we were. We like that kind of a challenge. We're scouts. To this day, when the family goes out, we need a knot tied, I'm the guy. You want a fire built? I can do that. In fact, my grandparents are here today. I neglected that it was Grandparents' Day a little while ago. I saw that on my calendar too late, so I'm trying to make it up, and we're going to go out to lunch and call it all square. But at my grandparents' house, I'm always the one that has to make the fire, you see, because I'm the Eagle Scout, even to this day. Scouts love these kind of challenges, nature, building fires, climbing towers, signaling people, all kinds of fun things in Scouts. Not afraid to get dirty. And I think that's one of the two points that I'd like to emphasize today. Not being afraid to get dirty. If we look at our gospel, we focus on the rich man with his wealth, but look how he is described. It says he's dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dines sumptuously. Anyone who's ever been on a campout knows you don't wear fine garments. They get muddy. You certainly don't have linen. And dining sumptuously is maybe if you can evenly heat the spam in your can over your campfire. But how much do we often more associate with the rich man in this gospel? We like to have it nice. We like nice things. We like to be comfortable. And, you know, this is referring to material possessions here, the clothes he's got, the food he's eating. And certainly, especially here in America, we love our clothes, our food, our sporting events, our cars, our electronics. We love all those material things that give us comfort, but also a symbol of status, like this rich man clearly had. Did he have to have Thanksgiving dinner every day like this? No, but he did it because he could, to show off, to enjoy life. He was probably never dirty. Whereas at his door is Lazarus, covered with sores, dogs coming to lick his wounds. Lazarus was dirty. And I think probably the rich man, even as he ignored Lazarus, wasn't just that he was physically dirty. I think the rich man probably looked at Lazarus and his low station, his poorness, his illness, all those things in the eyes of the rich man made Lazarus dirty, ugly, someone to be avoided. I think it's interesting that in this parable, the poor man is given a name, Lazarus, whereas the rich man, we don't know his name. Now, in Latin, Dives or Dives, it just means rich man. So sometimes people call him Dives, but it just means the rich man. Lazarus is named. He's a specific person. But the rich man is wide open as to who that might be. And I think maybe St. Luke does that we might more easily see ourselves in that place. Not many of us here are in the physical situation of Lazarus. But many of us are blessed with material possessions, with security. How do we look at those less fortunate around us? Do we see them as dirty, unclean? And are we ourselves perhaps afraid to get dirty? Not necessarily physically dirty, but do we see it as, I don't want to mess with those people. They're so annoying. They stand on the street corners and they ask me for money. Here at the rectory, all the time, we've got people coming knocking on the door. They want help. They come to the church because they feel that this is a place where they can get help, where they won't be treated as if they're some unclean person. Do we welcome those people into our lives? Do we actually see them as opportunities placed by God to draw us out of our own selfishness? An opportunity to grow in love and charity. You know, the second half of our readings today is a warning. The tables will be turned. We see at the end of our gospel, where's Lazarus? He's comforted. All of a sudden, he's at the bosom of Abraham. Angels come and take him away. But where's the rich man? Well, he's in flames, in torment. We see this interaction between them. And it's pointed out right by Abraham. My child, remember, you received what was good in your lifetime, while Lazarus received what was bad. Now the tables are turned. It's a warning to all of us. The tables will be turned. We will ultimately be judged on how well we looked after our brothers and sisters. Jesus reminds us that what you did to the least of these, you did for me. And what you failed to do for the least of these, you failed to do for me. So we need to look carefully at our lives, I think, to see, are we afraid to get dirty, to help our brothers and sisters? Life is messy. That's why I like Boy Scouts a little bit. It recognizes that life is messy just with physical dirt, but life is also messy in a lot of other ways. Injustice. Things that don't seem to be the way they should be. Everyone else wants to get even, to get revenge, to get ahead. But in the Christian faith, we know we have more than that. Because the hidden message in our gospel today is there is life after death. And there the tables are turned. There things are just. If this world seems messy and unjust and like it shouldn't be, that's to keep us pointed towards heaven, where things will be made right. And that should bring us comfort, knowing that there we have our reward. But it should also serve as a warning that there we will get what we deserve. What do we deserve? Are we merciful? Can we see ourselves in the place of this rich man? And how will we act? Do we walk by Lazarus all the time in our life? Let us not be afraid when we see Lazarus to recognize life is messy. God made it that way. He wants us to be a little bit disordered and drawn out of our plan, because it's when we encounter Lazarus that we are most in touch with God's plan. Let's not miss Lazarus at our door.